up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm Gurmeet and Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, Derek.
Next, I'm going to bring our producer, Gina. Gina, how are you doing this evening?
Great. I'm filling in for Pete, who's having a fabulous time in Paris. So
I get to be Pete's in Paris. Yeah. And last but certainly not least, Steve, almost there, right?
Almost there. Six days.
Guys, if you haven't already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some really fun shows coming up, including going to be looking at the new Marvel series that's coming out. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway. So. what we're looking at this week, we actually decided to go back and look at Toy Story 2. This was Pixar's third ever movie, was their first sequel. It was Toy Story, then Bug's Life, then this. It came out in 1999. So this is 26 years old, which I did not realize it was, or it did not make sense that it was that old. It came out my freshman year of college. Make those two feel old. Probably came Kate's, what, fourth grade year? Fifth grade year?
I have no idea. What year did it come out?
99.
I was in seventh grade.
Oh. I'd only been teaching 2 years.
No. Yeah, seventh grade.
So.
Teaching.
So, follows the Toy Story gang. Woody is headed off to cowboy camp, gets his arm ripped, gets left behind, gets stolen from a yard sale by Al. Gets taken to Jurassic Park where there, no, sorry.
That's happened.
Gets delivered by mail. No, sorry.
That's happened.
But, and so it's basically, it's a rescue mission of the other toys going to rescue Woody from getting taken to Japan. And we meet Jesse and Bullseye and the old prospector. And it's a great movie, guys. If you haven't watched it, it's one that I can actually, spoiler alert, I think all of us are going to say, go watch Toy Story 2. I think it's worth watching. At least most of us. So my first question for it is this. Who is the biggest villain in the movie? Okay. Is it Al, the guy who steals him? Is it the prospector? Is it somebody? Is it Zurg? Is it somebody else? So, Kate, I'll let you start.
Yeah, it's the prospector. No question. Because Al is just doing his job. Like, yeah, he's gross. And yeah, he's like, listen, I resonate with Al a little bit because he found the toy that matched the set he needed. Did he steal the toy? Yes. Was that terrible? Yes. But like, I think watching this movie as like an adult... as like the prospector was like a legitimately like bad dude and like, no, you're going to end up getting all the stuff. And like Al, well, yeah, Al is also a bad dude. Al is a toy collector. That's what he does. And he's trying to send a set of toys to a, I don't know, maybe I'm probably alone in this, but I think the prospector is by far the bad, bad guy. I feel like Al was just trying to do his job, even though he's not a great person. I don't know. Gina, what do you think?
I think Al is the biggest villain because he stole Andy. He stole him. He broke open the box that Andy's mom locked and said, this toy should not be down here. But I do have another person besides Al, because Al is definitely Newman villain. Bad in everything. He's bad in Jurassic Park. He's always the bad guy. Andy's mom, kind of for not being more diligent. How did he get down here? Why didn't she locked him up? But she didn't take it away. I'm like, oh, and then he was so sneaky. No, it's Al. He was so sneaky. He did the skateboard thing to get her to look the other way. So it's still Al. Andy's mom a little bit is a culprit, but it really is. It's Al. All right, Dave, what do you think?
Zurg.
Because Al, I agree. He's just a slimy person. And then Pete, watching this, I haven't seen in a while, and it was like a nice twist, but he's not villain enough. And then Zurg comes. Zurg is an awesome villain. Just like his part there.
He's Darth Vader.
He is Darth Vader.
So I'd go Zurg, Stinky Pete, Al.
Really? Al's just a thief.
Okay. He's just a thief. He's a bumbling thief.
Well, I'm going to bring up the fact that Al, with all the money he's getting, technically committed a felony grand theft by stealing him. Because if he's going to sell him for an extra zero, that's a lot of money. So I'm going to add one that may be a little bit controversial. That's not one of those three.
Oh, no. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Who am I going to say?
No, go ahead.
Jesse.
What?
Jesse, to the massive guilt trip she keeps throwing at him.
I can't go back in the box.
I can't go back in the box. Just go. Just go. Fine. Just go. Guys, no woman has ever meant that ever.
Accurate.
But true. Jesse, with guilt tripping him into staying, because it wasn't Pete that convinced him to stay before he got kicked out. It was Jesse. So Jesse.
Well, actually, that makes Pete the bigger villain because he's gaslighted Jesse into believing all of this and had Jesse do the dirty work.
If you have watched, I think it's Toy Box of Terror or Treehouse of Terror, whatever it is.
It's Toy Box.
Massively claustrophobic is why she can't go back in the box.
Yes.
So he's not gaslighting her. She can't go back in the box. So, no, I'm halfway kidding on that one. But just because I felt like we needed a fourth option. But there's definitely the Professor twist reminds me of the Hans twist. No, Hans. Hans in Frozen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hans twist in Frozen. Where, and I think this does it better. Just as it looks like Jesse. It was really the Prospector, which are we going to mention the fact that the Prospector would not have ended up in the museum because since he had broken the seal on his box, he's not going to get as much money.
No longer mint in package.
Now we can talk, time travel stuff on the fact that how is Big Al back the next day? From Japan.
Right. To do the commercial.
To do the commercials. But anyway, so no, there are several great villains. There's several good villains in this. I'm not sure there's a great villain in this that we kind of discussed that last week a little bit, but there's a bunch of good villains in this. So next question is this. Is this the best Pixar sequel? And we'll start with the best Pixar sequel. Those of you who aren't keeping track at home, so there's Toy Story 2, 3, and 4. There is Cars 2 and 3, Incredibles 2, Monsters U, Finding Dory. Those are, and technically Lightyear. And Inside Out 2. Is this the best Pixar sequel? Steve.
I'm drawing all the ones you listed. It probably is. I need to rewatch Toy Story 3 because I think those would be my top two for the best sequel. Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. But the other ones, definitely no. They don't hold any own. I'm going to say yes because how it expanded the collection. So they brought in Jesse and Bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's expanded and added more depth into these characters. and also just because the jump in the animation. I mean, I remember being blown away by the first Toy Story, and look back and now and how chunky and clunky it is, and guess this one, how the jump up in animation. So I must say, yes, this is the best one.
I'm definitely agreeing with this one. This is the, okay, there may be one of the others that's a guilty pleasure of mine that I might watch occasionally. But other than that, this is the only sequel of any of them that I will watch. So, yes, I won't watch 3. We're not even going to talk about 4. Incredibles 2 is terrible. Inside Out 2 was a Y. Monsters U is more of a sequel than a prequel, mainly because for it to be a true prequel, you should be able to watch it first.
Yeah, you have to rely on the characters.
That's fair.
And Finding Dory, luckily she's forgotten she's ever been in it. So, Kate, tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, no, I don't think you're wrong. I think that Toy Story 2, for the reason that Steve said, I can't picture Toy Story without Bullseye and Jesse now. It's weird, not weird, but like when you think that they just aren't in the first movie, it really is like, wait, what? Like, but that could also be having worked at Disney for so long. And Jesse and Bullseye and Woody and Buzz, like those were the 4 characters you could meet, you know? So, yes. You
meet Bullseye?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Halloween parties, I think.
Okay.
But I really liked Monsters University. Again, I have a really close connection to Monsters University because of my connection to Mike from that movie. I was lucky enough to be a part of the opening of that movie as good friends with Mike Wazowski. So that movie has a really special place to me. But I remember seeing Toy Story 2 in theaters multiple times. I think I saw it like 4 times in theaters. I really enjoyed it. I wanted Incredibles 2 to be good so bad. And it was
so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst of the Pixar sequels, but it wasn't the best.
It was close to being the worst. Dory was the worst.
Yeah. Well, and like cars and planes and automobiles.
Oh, I forgot about those. They're terrible too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Planes and automobiles.
It didn't count as the sequel. None of the same characters are in it.
Oh, okay. It's a spinoff.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree that this is by far the best sequel, followed, in my opinion, closely by Monsters U.
Yes, I agree with Kate 100%. The one thing I wanted to say, and I've said this pre-show, but I want to say it out loud, is whenever they focus on the comedic relief as the main character, it always falls flat. And what Toy Story 2 does is it doesn't focus on the comic relief as the main character. It focuses on Woody, who is the main character. It focuses on Buzz, who's the main character. And that's why this is such a great sequel.
And when you think that it was all put together in, what, 9 months? Wow. And they almost lost it because they deleted it. And someone at home happened to have it backed up because she'd been home for, like, maternity leave or something like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's definitely, and this was actually the last Pixar before Disney bought it.
Wow.
So, okay. Guys, we've talked about what we like about the movie. We've talked about the good things about the movie. But is there anything about this movie that doesn't work? Is there anything about this that just you would change or just makes you kind of go, eh? Kate?
Don't start with me on this one. Gina, you go.
You can start with me. So the one thing, and it's always driven me crazy, is the song for Jesse.
Oh my God, that was going to be my...
It is so long.
Well, I didn't want to say that song, like, makes you so sad.
It makes you too sad. It's too long. I get her background story, whatever, but it's just so long. Can we just do a little montage, a smaller montage of why Jesse's so broken. I didn't need this long, drawn out, the girl's painting her nails, she gets rid of all the horses. Ugh. Too much.
So sad. And you're right, the song is so long. Like, play a snippet of it and then put the rest of the song in the credits.
Exactly.
It's 3 minutes.
No. Nobody's got time
so
for that.
It's longer. Yeah. It's too long. I paused it.
No, it's not.
Anyway, that was what I was going to say. But I didn't think of anything else. Steve, you go.
Mine, I think, would be more, it's not bad, but watching this time, the Buzz replacement thing, I think they could have played it up a lot more.
Agreed.
I think that's what I sort of changed. This.
That's why we wanted the Spanish version. Yep.
Well, I think that was also, I was confused. I was waiting. Isn't he supposed to be speaking Spanish? And it wasn't. But I think they could have played that up more.
But then it wouldn't have worked as well in 3.
Oh, agree.
Right. Right.
So if they intentionally waited on that, plus that wasn't the focus. It was
Woody
getting Woody home.
Yeah.
For me, the song, okay, I get why it's in there. I really do understand why it's in there. I heard a snippet where there was talk about keeping it in and not keeping it in, and they showed it to Tim Allen and Tom Hanks, and apparently they both just started bawling at it.
Makes sense.
Which is one of the things that really helped keep it in. And then at the end where it's, it's the just go, Joan Cusack was actually crying as she was saying that because it had broken her so much. I needed something different when they're at Al's and not arguing. It's the whole him. How they were interacting positively didn't work for me. Does that make sense? Yes, when they were seeing all this stuff, great. But like him coming out of the box and them interacting with stuff and that kind of thing, just that was the part that I got, okay, let's get on with it. Honestly. Steve, I think, was talking about how clunky Toy Story 1 looked versus this. Where I really noticed it was when the cleaner polished his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the reflections.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
And interestingly, this holds the record for most particles ever done in a shot via computer processing. The dust up on the shelf with Wheezy and Woody.
I know. Amazing. Amazing. That was amazing animation. A few times you forget you're watching an animation because it's that well done.
I'm not sure I'd quite go there.
With the toys. Or, with the toys, I think. Definitely with the toys.
Sometimes I would forget it was computer animated. I would think it had been done by hand. Mm-hmm. Yes, Kate?
I have one more thing to add. Because I agree with Gina, but I have one more thing to add. This is going to sound dumb because this whole movie is about toys doing human things, but the only part that I was like, okay, was when Woody is riding Bullseye and they're trying to catch the plane.
And they're riding fast, out that fast. Oh, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
I get it. Like,
that's fine. The fact that that Buzz can ride Bullseye and keep up as it's approaching V1 of rotate of about 170 miles an hour.
And I get it. Like, I hear it. Because in the first movie, like, they were the jet engine or whatever, but they were, like, running with cars and stuff like that. But for some reason, this was the only part of the movie that made me go, okay, when, like, Bullseye just riding next to a plane. And that song, that dang song, just is so heartbreaking for, like, not a great reason, like a decent reason, but like, oh God. And I can't even listen to that song if it like comes on Disney
Film
or something. Immediate turn. Like, it doesn't, I'm trying to think of a slow song that would have the same, like,
It's like Titanic. I can listen to Titanic. I can listen to Celine. I can't listen to Sarah McLachlan on this one. And I love Sarah.
Yes. Yes. It just, or like, Baby Mine from Dumbo.
Yes.
That's I love Baby
Mine. I can listen to Baby Mine.
I can too.
But I cannot listen to this song because it's just like when she,
Okay.
What it's the sad dog cat commercial.
Yes, it is. It's the Sarah McLachlan again.
Get out of here with her.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the Pixar theory that Emily is Andy's mom? With mainly because, and the main reason they bring this up, Andy's hat is Jesse's hat. Andy's hat is Jesse's hat. It's not Woody's hat. It's a red with the
hat. Oh, that's right.
It's Jesse's hat.
Andy's hat is Jesse's hat.
I have never heard of this conspiracy theory.
Yes.
The idea is that Andy's mom is Emily.
Jesse is the one who owned Jesse.
Huh. That seems...
To me,
but also Pixar has done Stranger Things. So
to me, I mean, I'm with you on this one. To me, it's people trying to, it's like the unified Pixar theory. It's
isn't Boo Andy's mom too? Like, or Riley, isn't Riley Emily? It's like this whole thing.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think Boo is Emily when she's a baby. That was the other theory.
Except her name is Beth.
Oh, okay.
But I have no connection. Like, this song is so heartbreaking. But I have no connection to Emily.
No.
Like in the first 15 minutes of Up, how that whole song, that theme that plays, that theme is so beautiful. And that is arguably one of the saddest moments. That's Pixar, right? Is Up Pixar?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arguably one of the saddest moments in Pixar history is the first 15 minutes of Up. But that music that plays, that theme, doesn't make me sad, even though I grow a connection with those characters in that 15-minute montage. But this, I don't have a connection. It's so unnecessarily sad.
And you just hate her. You're like, I hate you for giving up Jesse. Like, I hate you. And now I feel guilty for putting my toys away.
Correct. Correct. So, yeah. All of that.
To me, that doesn't really hit until Toy Story 3.
Yeah. It just makes girls feel bad for being girls. Like, that's how I felt. It was like a shot at girls for being girls and stop playing with your Barbies and you start playing with...
There's nothing good I can say after that, Steve. How about the fact, the couple of shots that they took, the fact that Mattel said no to Barbie in Toy Story 1 because they thought it was going to be a flop.
And how hot, how awesome she is.
Back in 1995, far-sighted toy manufacturers did not order enough the toys of the Buzz Lightyear toys to meet demand.
Awesome.
So good. The Barbie was the best.
As we always do, Cups of Pixie Dust out of 5 for Toy Story 2. For the record, everybody gave Toy Story 1 a 5. Kate.
I'm going to give it a 4. It's a good movie. What bumps it from a 3 to a 4 is how iconic Jesse and Bullseye become to the series and make the series. And the movie, I just remember watching this movie in theaters and could not wait until it came out on VHS or DVD, whichever came first. So I think that might have been VHS. So I'm going to go 4.
I'm 4.5. And for me, it's because Jesse and Bullseye and the fact that Woody's a collectible. And then immediately after, Disney jumped on this and Disneyland had Woody's Roundup show. And you could sit and eat barbecue and watch Woody's Roundup at the show.
Why does Disneyland get everything cool?
Hosted by Cowboy Krispies. Frosted sugar and dipped in chocolate.
Yes. I might have to give it a 5. If I could lower the first one down to 4.5, because I think this actually is slightly better than the first one, in my mind. So since I gave the last one 5, I have to give this one a 5.
Yeah, and based on that criteria, I got to give this one a 5 also then, because I'm sorry. The funniest part is when, okay, Kate may not remember the pin thing, the pin toys where like you stuck a hand in. When he shoves he shoves Buzz into that.
And that's great.
Laughed out loud at that. Just because, and my son was watching it with me, he says, I forgot how funny this is. Mm-hmm. For him to say that, a 16-year-old kid who doesn't like to watch movies at the moment. Yeah. So yeah. Good movie. I think, again, we would all say go watch it. Especially if you haven't in a while, it's worth a rewatch.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely watch the first two. Prepare yourself if you have toys in the attic or if you've left for college and left your toys behind. Don't watch Toy Story 3 because it'll
or
make
just you don't ugly. Watch Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3 is scary.
And sad. Oh,
yeah. And sad.
I bawl for the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Should have been the end of the franchise.
It should have been the end.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Done.
But anyone, when I saw Toy Story 3 in theaters, it was me and my friend Stacy, who were both in our 20s. And then we went with a family that we were doing some theater stuff with who all had kids like 15 and younger. And Stacy and I are like crying. And all these kids are like, what is wrong with them? And it's like, have you gone to college? No.
Come on, we've been asking that for 4 years, you know.
Right. Anyway.
So, okay. Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Just a little bit. Snow White came to Disney Plus on June 11th. Is that Snow White the live action?
Yes. It will not be watched on here. Nope.
Okay. I will say, though, and you all know, I am the non-live action person in this little platoon we have. You too, Derek, but I have not. I am getting more and more intrigued by Lilo and Stitch. I may watch it when it comes to Disney Plus because I am
feel free.
Intrigued.
Especially with what I've heard they've done to the ending.
I've heard it the same.
What did they do to the ending?
They changed it.
They changed the ending to make it worse. In my view, especially, makes it much worse.
Oh,
sad.
No.
Makes it sad.
No, yeah. Don't make a movie sad.
Lilo and Stitch is sad.
They make it sadder. Yeah, they make it sadder.
Well, I'm glad I know that going into it if I decide to watch it. And last but not least, Marvel's Ironheart is debuting on June 24th with 3 episodes. Then we'll have 1 episode releases the next 3 weeks. Do we know if Thunderbolts is going to come to Disney Plus?
I'm guessing probably end of July or into August.
Gotcha.
If I had to guess.
I hope it's on the ship. That's my hope, because I can see it on the ship. Same with Steve. I hope he can see it on the ship.
Sure, I'm not going on a ship anytime soon.
Me either.
Okay.
Friendship? No.
Well played. That was a Pete joke. Anyway, and that's it for the Disney Plus news.
Thank you. Next week, we are going to be watching Light and Magic Season 2. This goes... with the Industrial Light and Magic. We watched season 1 on here. Season 2 starts with basically goes from Phantom Menace until essentially a year ago. But it basically goes Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, or not Clone Wars, whatever the second one was, and then Revenge of the Sith.
It is Clone Wars.
It is Clone Wars? Okay. Yes. So it basically follows that, but then they put it kind of goes until about a year ago.
Oh, wow.
So, and I've already watched all, and there is 3 episodes. We're going to watch all 3 for next week. I definitely have some thoughts, but.
All right.
And unfortunately, Kate won't be here next week, but.
I'm going to be in Austin. Sorry, guys.
It'll be the boys' show.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. So, Guys, if you have suggestions on what we should watch, especially because like coming up in August, we kind of need some ideas because there's not really anything that's been announced.
Unless they want to watch Tales from the Underworld, which is really good Star Wars, by the way.
Or if you have anything else for, okay, almost anything else for us to watch, email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com, message us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere. New shows coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Gina, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.